Welcome to the July 2019 issue of TD Magazine. I'm Vanessa St. Gerard, Editor-in-Chief. This podcast is sponsored by Boise State University. If you're looking for a master's degree or certificates to enhance your professional skills in instructional design, e-learning, needs assessment, or evaluation, visit Boise State University's Organizational Performance and Workplace Learning Online Graduate Programs at opwl.boisestate.edu. To help you build your career, internships and job placement support are also available, so contact an academic advisor at 208-426-2489 and get started today in one of Boise State University's Organizational Performance and Workplace Learning Online Graduate Programs. Get on board with offboarding. Numerous studies explore the topic of turnover, the costs, rates, reasons, and prevention strategies. Here's a small sample. Mercer's 2018 turnover surveys found that the average turnover rate in U.S. companies last year was 22%. For Canadian companies, it was slightly lower, at 20%. That's about 1 in 5 employees. In 2018, the Work Institute's retention report predicted that about 42 million U.S. employees would leave their jobs that year. The report estimates that to equate to about 1 in 4 employees. If you're a manager, HR, or talent development professional, or executive, those numbers should give you pause. The statistics may make you consider examining the latest employee engagement data, taking another look at your benefits package, or developing a new employee recognition program. Although such steps may lead to some solid employee retention strategies, it's a fact of work life that companies can't avoid turnover altogether. And as much as there are discussions, articles, and research about the importance and impact of good onboarding, companies should not neglect the significance of offboarding programs. That's where HR thought leader John Sullivan comes into the picture. His cover story delves into the business impacts of offboarding and what companies can do to improve their procedures following an employee resignation. He discusses much more than simply conducting exit interviews. Rather, Sullivan presents 10 strategic goals companies should strive for in developing high-impact offboarding programs. With the growth of negative former employee comments on social media and skyrocketing turnover rates, it now clearly makes business sense to prioritize offboarding, he writes.